let's see. Well, we moved the ball in spurts pretty well. I just think, you know, they made some pretty good plays on defense. They had us, they had a good plan for us. And just some plays we got to execute a little better across the board. So we'll take a look at it, and we got a quick turnaround. So there's, you know, no time to dwell on it.
What happened to the interception at the end of the first half?
I probably could have held it a second longer trying to get one into Ertz there, or Celek rather. And, you know, I think 54 just squeezed it, so I got to get somewhere else with the ball, and especially in field goal range like that.
What happened on the last interception? You were kind of seeing yelling at scrolls afterwards.
Yeah, we got that cleared up real quick. You know, our competitors were both trying to win, and, you know, emotions kind of get going in a loss like that. And so, you know, it's not really Sproles' fault. We got to get that man-to-man guy on the screen like that, and versus man, we got to get that guy blocked. And I'm trying to get it over a D lineman to Sproles, and it looks like he's on the run. So I'm trying to lead him on the run and let him just, you know, squirt out the backside there. And so he stopped, so I had already let the ball go, and when he stopped, that's why I was upset. But then looking back at the replay, I can see why he stopped, and so 54 made a pretty good play, and you know, we had ran that play a couple times, so it's too bad it ended up like that. But we're all good. We talked about it, and he's a heck of a player, and he's trying to make a play just like I am, and it just didn't work out.
Mike, you're a veteran in this league.
Yep.
And it seemed like the discussion between you two happened before it even got to the sideline. Do you regret how you handled that moment?
No, I mean, look, we're in the middle of a game. We're getting beat pretty good, and you know, I'm pissed that he stopped, and he's mad that I didn't throw it right to him, and there's nothing wrong with that. And so the mature part is that we talked about it again. If we would have left it there and just, all right, you screwed up, no, you screwed up, and then move on, well, now we don't get to the bottom of it. But Sproles is a total pro and a great player, and I know, you know, as mad as I was, I need to hear his opinion, and he wanted to hear what I had to say, and then you move on, and they just made a good play.
The offense seemed to run very well under you, even through the first half until that pick. Did their offense sort of taking the momentum in the third quarter, did that throw you guys off your rhythm back eventually?
I don't know. I mean, we can't worry about what the other two phases of the team are doing. You know, just like the defense can't worry about if we score 50 points or, you know, 10 points. They're just trying to get the ball back to us, and then it's our job to score. Well, we can't worry about the other team's offense. We just have to take every possession, you know, for what it's worth and make the most of it. And unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to do that.
Do you feel like the offense deserves as much blame as the defense? A lot of people are going to point to all the yards given up, but you feel like you guys let this team down as much as...
Oh, look, you know, we're not pointing any fingers at any side of the ball at all. That's not what we do around here. We all look at ourselves, and I can speak for our own unit and for myself. And we didn't do enough to win the game on the offensive side of the ball. But just that's it. That's the way it goes, and that's the way we think of it as an offense. You know, the defense is going to have their own opinions on what they need to get better, and we'll all go back and take a look in the mirror, take a look at this film, and then, like I said, we got a quick turnaround, so there's no time to dwell on it and no time to point fingers. We don't do that.
Mark, yeah. Malcolm Jenkins said this. You are what your record says you are.
Yeah.
It's a 4-16.
Yeah.
Is this a below-average team?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we'll figure it out at the end of the year. We still got some football to play. So, you know, those big picture questions, we'll stay away from those until the end of the year. You guys can worry about that.
Do you believe you'll be the guy Thursday again?
Oh, I have no idea. I just want to, you know, improve upon things that went wrong this game and, you know, play the very best I can if I get another shot.
A challenge now, but kind of a short turnaround to get past this. One of Detroit, how tough will that will be, both in terms of preparation for Detroit and trying to get this game out of your minds?
Oh, I mean, you just you have to be a pro and bring the young guys along, guys who haven't been in this situation before. That we're going to get a chance to play on Thanksgiving, which is going to be great. You know, you get your family back home watching, and we'll get a, you know, like a mini bye week after that to get guys healthy. And, you know, this could be the start of something good. So we just need to improve upon some of the things that didn't go right today and, you know, get some things fixed. But we have plenty of talent to do it. I know we have a great coaching staff. We have the firepower. So we'll figure it out, get it fixed, and try and get a win on Thursday.
Two more, guys.
The three and outs in the second quarter, what was the issue?
Just, you know, poor execution on third down across the board from the quarterback spot to, you know, everybody. We all just got to get better and sustain some drives.
Mark, is there any consolation as bad as you guys have played this week? They only came out.
Oh, all that's that too. It's a big picture deal. We just got to stay within the week we're playing. And unfortunately, today it didn't go right. But we get another chance on Thursday, and you know, we can't worry about all those what other teams are doing. We just got to keep playing and keep improving. And you know, I know that's not what you want to hear. Sorry, but that's really our mindset. We don't worry about anything on the outside.
All right, thank you guys.
Thanks, guys.